AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. One of pro football's greatest players has died. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown, the unstoppable running back who retired at the peak of his brilliant career to become an actor, as well as a prominent civil rights advocate during the 1960s, has died. He was 87. A spokeswoman for Brown's family said he passed away peacefully in his Los Angeles home on Thursday night with his wife Monique by his side. One of the greatest players in football history and one of the game's first superstars, Brown was chosen the NFL's most valuable player in 1965 and shattered the league's record books in a short career spanning 1957 to 65. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Debt limit negotiations have been put on hold. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it's time to pause negotiations, and a White House official acknowledged there are real differences, making further discussions difficult. McCarthy says a resolution is easy if Democratic President Biden's team would agree to some spending cuts Republicans are demanding. Democrats strongly oppose the steep reductions as potentially harmful to Americans. No word on when talks will resume. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is hinting about a pause in interest rate hikes. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Fed started raising interest rates 14 months ago to try to hold off inflation. Speaking at a Fed conference in Washington, Powell says interest rates are high enough to restrain borrowing, spending, and economic growth in an attempt to cool inflation.
The risks of doing too much versus doing too little are becoming more balanced, and our policy has adjusted to reflect that fact.
Several Fed officials signaled support for suspending the rate increases, at least at next month's meeting. Powell also noted the collapse of three large banks, which could cause banks to reduce the pace of lending, which could weaken the economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. A Washington police officer has been arrested and charged with lying about leaking confidential information to an extremist group leader. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
An indictment alleges Metropolitan Police Lieutenant Shane LaMond warned former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio 2 years ago that there was an arrest warrant for Tarrio related to group members destroying a Black Lives Matter banner. LaMond's also charged with obstruction. Tarrio was convicted earlier this month on seditious conspiracy charges related to the Capitol riot. Jurors in that trial heard testimony that LaMond often gave Tarrio internal information about law enforcement operations leading up to the riot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brittany Griner resumes her basketball career for real Friday night when the Phoenix Mercury opened the WNBA season against the Los Angeles Sparks. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.